For the Housing and Urban Development Department, homelessness in the United States presents a persistent problem, despite more than three decades of federal involvement. HUD officials have been working on a long-term project to solve homelessness. Congress ordered HUD to undertake the Family Option Study to determine the best method for providing families with long-term housing. Ann Fletcher is a social science analyst at HUD. She told me more about the Family Option Study now that it's halfway through.
We actually received a congressional directive in our appropriations in 2006 instructing HUD to study different ways to serve homeless families, to test different interventions to end homelessness amongst families. So that was the actual original impetus for the study. And the study got underway in 2008, and we've most recently released just this summer the initial outcome results from the study.
And what took so long?
Well, it's a very complicated study. The Family Option Study is what's called a randomized controlled trial. This is also known as a social experiment. These types of studies take a very long time. It's very rigorous research. We needed to go through a long process to recruit the communities. We actually have 12 sites across the country participating in the study. And once we recruited the communities, we had to bring on board all of the different programs that would be providing the interventions in the study. And then we had a long period of time. It actually took us about 16 months to enroll a total of 2,282 families into the study. And then we're tracking the families over a long period of time. We're actually following them for a full 3 years after their date of random assignment. So at this point now, we've completed the 18-month surveys, which are the data that HUD recently released over the summer. And we'll be releasing the 36-month findings in another year.
That does sound complicated. And before we go further with details of the study, just give us a sense of what HUD does now in general for people that are homeless and how much of the agency's resources that particular channel of activity takes.
Well, we've actually invested a fair amount of money into homeless assistance since the 1980s, including homeless families. All of the money is allocated to continuums of care that operate across the country, that operate a range of programs from emergency shelter to community-based rapid rehousing, to transitional housing, to permanent supportive housing. So there are a range of different interventions that communities may use to serve homeless families in their communities. And what we have been lacking up until this point is any sort of evidence that compares the outcomes of these different interventions against each other so that we had a better sense of what interventions might serve homeless families better.
And so localities do the services they do based on grants from HUD? I mean, what is HUD's role directly in here?
Well, HUD funds the continuums of care to provide these different kinds of programs. There's also a good amount of local funding that goes into programs, particularly into emergency shelter programs, as well as private funding, which may emanate from either foundations, local community foundations, or also the other social sector.
Okay, so if you have a particular family and a particular locale that is getting interventions from a local or state agency there on the scene, what is the metric for whether that program, funded by HUD ultimately, is effective or not?
Well, at this point, the continuums of care all operate something called a homeless management information system, where they record information about all of the households that are served through their programs. And families are tracked in terms of when they come in and what sorts of programs that they're assigned to. And each year, HUD produces a report called the Annual Homeless Assessment Report to Congress, where we report on, I guess, the characteristics of the families and the individuals that are served through their programs. The role of the homeless assistance program is to ensure that individuals have a safe place to sleep, as well as move them into some sort of permanent housing assistance as quickly as possible.
And so, in other words, between two extremes, you hope is where most people end. I mean, one extreme is they're back on the streets, you know, a day later. The other extreme is 3 months later, they're in their own McMansion that's all paid for.
I think the goal is to ensure stable housing. I'm not sure about the goal of McMansion.
No, but obviously that would be one extreme, but
right, sure.
Somewhere, you probably don't expect that, but somewhere you hope that they do, as you say, permanent housing. All right,
stable,
so getting
housing, correct.
Okay. So we're speaking with Ann Fletcher. She's a social science analyst at the Department of Housing and Urban Development. And so you find families to study. And how is that studying of them done? I mean, they're not pigeons that you can put a little metal band around their ankles. And so how do you observe what happens to them after they have had an intervention and to see what happens with it?
Sure. That's a great question. It is very complicated. And there are all sorts of things that you need to think about to ensure that you do it properly and appropriately and that everyone is cared for properly in these types of projects. So when we identified the 12 communities that would participate in the study, we identified all the programs that would be willing to be part of the study, we recruited families from emergency shelter. So these families were already homeless. They had been in shelter. In order to be eligible to be in the study, they had to have spent at least 7 days in emergency shelter. And we chose that time frame because roughly half of families will exit shelter within those first 7 days. So we wanted to make sure that we were recruiting families for the study that appeared to need some sort of assistance to exit shelter into a more permanent situation. And then because we were interested in the impact of these interventions on families with children, we also ensured that eligible families had to have at least one child under the age of 15 with them. And so families that were in shelters in these 12 communities, this is between the period of September 2010 and January 2012, that was the 16 months over which we did recruitment, these families were invited to be part of the study. The vast majority of the families that we asked to be part of the study agreed. And then once the families agreed to be part of the study, we administered a very long baseline survey to the families. We collected a great deal of information about them, about their children, about their housing history, their experience with homelessness, questions about their health status, their children's health status, their current employment and income, family relationships, et cetera. And then once the families were surveyed, they were randomly assigned to one of four different interventions. And so the interventions that we're looking at in this particular study include what's called subsidy only. This is essentially a housing choice voucher, which is one of HUD's mainstream housing programs. We also assigned families to community-based rapid rehousing, which is a newer intervention which offers short-term housing assistance, a temporary rental assistance with limited housing-focused services. The third intervention we tested is called project-based transitional housing. This is temporary housing, typically in a building that is owned by a program, so it is an apartment or a unit that a family can reside in for up to 24 months, and there are usually intensive services provided to the families, a whole range of supportive services directed both to adults and children. And then the fourth intervention that we tested is what we're calling usual care, and essentially this is whatever families would access on their own from shelter without a direct referral to one of the other three interventions. And so typically this included continued support from emergency shelter and then accessing any number of additional programs that might be in the community.
And the 12 locales that you mentioned are communities. Are they all urban, or did you also do some suburban and maybe perhaps rural areas?
They are all urban areas, and that is sort of purposeful based on some of the needs for the study. So one of the most important things we needed to have was a large number of families. And since homelessness tends to be concentrated in urban areas, we were, I guess you could say, guaranteed a larger flow of families through the shelter system in these urban communities. So we do have 12 cities. We don't have any rural or suburban locations in the study.
And it seems like then you have kind of two things to study. One, as to whether any of those four channels of help are actually effective. But the other is, if they are effective, are they being matched up to the right people, so that they're effective for the family that actually takes you up on them?
Yes, that's absolutely correct. So the way that this particular random assignment study worked is that families received an assignment to one of these interventions. They received an offer of this intervention. And then it was up to the family themselves as to whether or not they wanted to pursue it. They were not required to participate. If they chose to participate, they were randomly assigned. And then we follow them for the full 3 years, regardless of whether or not they actually took up the intervention to which they assigned them to. So we're actually following what families actually do when they're given a referral to an intervention. And so that, from a research perspective, makes it quite messy because we had families sort of going all over the place. But it allowed us to see also what are families' preferences? What do they choose to take up when offered? And there's a lot to be learned about that. We actually published an interim report a couple of years ago where we documented some of the things that we learned about the random assignment process in terms of what you noted before, the extent to which these programs are aligned with the families that come into shelter, and also what are families' preferences? Where do you see families taking up the intervention that they're offered? So, for example, families offered a subsidy far and away preferred that intervention over the others. We had about 84% of the families assigned to receive a voucher take up the voucher, much lower take-up rates in the other interventions.
All right. So do you have enough data yet to say that maybe some programs should be discontinued and more funding go to others? Or, I mean, is that the ultimate goal here, to have the most effective ways of using HUD money for the best outcomes for the most people?
Of course, yeah. I mean, definitely what we're looking to do is to generate some good, rigorous evidence about what works and for whom. And I do think at this point, at about 18 months into the study, we are seeing some really strong evidence emerge, primarily in support of the provision of a voucher to a homeless family. In looking at the outcomes of families that were assigned to these different interventions, we see families that were offered a voucher had some truly significant benefits over some of the other interventions. So not surprisingly, families that received a voucher experienced far greater housing stability. And since the voucher is the only permanent housing subsidy that was offered in the different interventions we offered, we weren't terribly surprised to see that. But they achieved this housing stability across all measures. So we're tracking things like multiple moves, doubling up with households because you can't afford your own unit, returns to emergency shelter, returns to unsheltered conditions, and families who received a voucher had vast improvements over the families assigned to other interventions.
And how do you make sure that the fact of observing families doesn't somehow affect their behavior?
Well, we are, in terms of observing them, basically what we're doing is we are, in addition to collecting the extensive information that we collected at baseline, we're also surveying families 18 months after their random assignment and then 36 months after their random assignment. So that's either an in-person or telephone interview with the individual family. We are also collecting extensive information on the kids. So we are surveying the older children in the families, and then we're actually having the research team do in-person visits, home visits with the families to do observations of the parents and the kids. We are doing tracking surveys as well every 6 months with the households to ensure that we can keep track of the families and their locations. Families that are experiencing homelessness either currently or subsequently, they tend to move frequently. And so that frequent communication is important to ensure that we can maintain contact with them and continue following them over the life of the study.